Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to talk about anti-bribery efforts, and specifically some new policy statements that have been published by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which has been calling for a global uniform standard against bribery for years. The OECD was recently in the news for a policy document it published last month, and the headline was that it was calling for an end to facilitation payments, which are small payments that are typically made to accelerate a business transaction but technically are not bribes. That caught the headlines in the news, but our guest today says that is only part of the story of what the OECD has been doing. We are joined by Donna Boehm, who is a former chief ethics and compliance officer at British Petroleum and now a principal at Compliance Strategist, which is a consulting firm here in the U.S. She had actually participated in the OECD's symposium last month and is here to give us the full picture about what they have been doing. So, Donna, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you very much, Matt, for having me.
And now, first question is, most of the attention on the OECD document has been about the call to crack down on grease payments, but tell us what else they had been doing and why some specific language about ethics and compliance programs that was brought up. Why is that so important?
Well, you're right. The attention seemed to be on facilitation payments in any media coverage I saw, when actually the more meaningful development that can be seen in these recommendations is the insertion of the phrase ethics and compliance in a number of key places. It's really central to the recommendations that these 38 signatories are agreeing to implement with their government. So in other words, the 38 signatories are stating and expressly acknowledging that having a proactive ethics and compliance program within their companies is a critical tool in combating bribery. So they're really recognizing the approach that we've seen really from the federal sentencing guidelines and globally by leading multinationals, finally acknowledged in a formal multinational global recommendation.
So now let me ask, it's been acknowledged, but on a practical level, what really happens here next? Even with that call for action, nations can be really dragging their feet for years about various policies and implementing them. So why do you think that this has a particular punch right now?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, when you look at the original anti-bribery convention, it took some time to really coalesce. But if you look at what has happened with that original convention, they've really put a lot of effort and brass tacks into following up, monitoring, and putting quite a bit of peer pressure on member countries to follow through on that original anti-bribery convention, which is why you see the huge increase in enforcement now around the world. It's not just coming from the U.S., obviously. Siemens started out with the German prosecutor. What we expect to see is a similar development and evolution with these new recommendations, and they will have the same kind of phase. First of all, ensuring that these are implemented, and then actually going out by the OECD and doing on-site reviews to see, you know, how well have they been implemented and how well are they being enforced. Same as what we saw with the original convention.
So what should ethics and compliance officers be doing with this policy guide right now? Does it affect them in their jobs at the moment, or is it something that will come to fruition down the road?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, ethics and compliance officers are always looking for additional ammunition, I think, to include in conversations with their senior management, with their boards, as to what the trends are, why people should be very concerned about this, to keep it fresh on people's radar screen. And this is something very concrete that ethics and compliance officers can include in their board briefings, can include in their discussions with their teams and with senior managers. Look, this is where the world is going right now. This is a major development, and this is what we expect to be seeing happen in the world. This is not just being pushed by the U.S., but now we've got 38 countries, 37 in addition to the U.S., that are really out there expecting to encourage compliance and ethics programs in their companies. And there's one more interesting development that we expect to come out of this, which is some good practice guidelines, and those are going to be expected hopefully by June, and we're very hopeful that those are going to have even more specific details about what those compliance and ethics programs should include.
And do you think that they will be based on the U.S. sentencing guidelines or some descendant or derivative thereof?
Well, when we're working on something global like this, I think it's very helpful to look not just at the federal sentencing guidelines, but really where the federal sentencing guidelines got their start. This is what people believe works on the ground in companies. So I do believe that you will see a similarity of elements in the good practice guidelines, and that will be because that's what people have observed. It really works in companies, leading companies that are doing this right. So I do think the convergence that we are seeing globally with multinationals having programs with these elements, we will see in further output from the OECD. So it's a very hopeful sign, and I think a big assistance to compliance and ethics officers, and something that compliance and ethics officers should be following carefully to make sure that their respective governments, if they are signatories to this recommendation, are following through on their commitments.
Okay. Donna, that is all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground for us, so thank you very much for your time and all your insights here.
Thank you.
And again, everybody, that was Donna Boehm of Compliance Strategists and formerly the Chief Compliance Officer at British Petroleum. She's been talking with us about the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development's new position paper and plans on facilitation payments and other anti-bribery policies it is trying to develop. That is all for this week. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.